Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is Minister Janice Williams, and I am delighted to have you with us today. Yes, today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we will. Yes, yes, yes. We just give God all the praise. We give him all the honor that he so rightfully deserves. Yes, yes, yes. We don't take his praise. We don't take his praise. All praises belong to our Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. We know that so much is going on in our nation, yes, all around the world. We want to keep our hearts and our mind on those that are in Brussels with things that have encountered in that country, yes, and our country as well, yes, around the world. We just want to lift those families up today. Those who have been dealing with floodwaters, we want to lift you up today. Yes, 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 yes. And we want to also lift up our seniors. Yes, seniors all around the world. Seniors, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for just allowing us to see this day, Master. Just allowing us to have a voice, oh God, that we can call on your name. Master, we're just grateful tonight. We are grateful and we thank you for Jesus, Lord. We thank you for Jesus, oh God. We are so grateful for Jesus. Yes, Master. We ask that you look upon those that have lost loved ones, oh God, and those senseless terrorist acts. Master, we lift those families up tonight, God. Oh, God, we know, Master, that you can hold them in the palm of your hand, God. Comfort them, Master. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. We lift up those who have been dealing with the floodwaters, oh, God, with the waters that have come in and captivated everything that they feel is valuable to them, oh, God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch those hearts, to touch those minds, oh God. Let them know that they are the precious jewels that you have created, Master, and that you have created them in your image and in your likeness, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon our seniors, God. Yes, the seniors, Master. Yeah, Master, you said that you would never leave us, leave them in their olden days, oh God. And we trust it and we believe in it right now, this day, this minute, this very hour, that you are with us, oh God. That you are with the seniors, God. Yes, Master. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Now, we know that many of you are asking for Dr. Jackson, and we hope to hear from Dr. Jackson real soon. Yes, 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 yes. We just keep lifting her up in prayer and just thanking God for her. Yes, we do, we do. So we're going to be quickly tonight and move into what God has put on our hearts. Yes, and we know that many times we hear people say the Lord's Supper. Well, tonight we want to say supper with Jesus. Supper with Jesus. Hallelujah. Supper with Jesus. Yeah. How many of you know that our God is always, he's always on the move. He's always moving. He's never stagnated. He's moving constantly. Yeah. Yes, we know that there's the root, and there's the cause, and then there's the result. Hallelujah. Yes, we have a God that we serve that is always on the move. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Now, we know that the law was put into place by God because of the transgressions of God's people. Let me say that again. We know that the law was put into place by God because of the sins of God's people. That's us. Hallelujah. That's us. And we see that in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. These are the books, the five books of the Pentateuch, yes. And these books are the books of the law. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. And here we see also that during the time of Zerubbabel and Ezra, there was a clear call for separation from the foreigners and anything that was unclean. Yeah. Now, this was during the fall of man. You know, there was fall. There was a wide separation. There was captivity that actually took place. Yeah. And in Ezra chapter 6:21, you don't have to turn there because that is not where our lesson is tonight, but I'm just giving that to you. In Ezra chapter 6:21, the separation, yeah, took place. And this was a separation that took place within a race of people. Yeah. Within a race of people. Glory to God. And we see that in Nehemiah chapter 9:2, the Israelites, yeah, these were the Israelites, their lineage, they separated themselves. They separated themselves from the foreigners. Why? Because they believed in confessing their sins. Now, I want you to stay with me with that. They believed in confessing their sins to God. What I'm saying here is there was a group that believed in separating because they wanted to confess their sins. And then there was another group that separated because they didn't believe they had did no wrong. Ooh, what am I talking about tonight? The group believed in confessing of sin, and another group never confessed sin. Never. No sin at all. Why? Does this sound like self-righteousness? Could this be self-righteousness? Huh? Could it be the Pharisees? Look at this. Look at this. The Pharisees, they hated Jesus because he appeared to be a security threat. Yeah, he was a threat. He appeared to be a threat on their prestige, on their reputations, on their influence. They were fearful of Jesus. He appeared to be a threat on their income. Yeah. Now, I want you to just stay with me tonight because I wanted to bring a little clarity into what this particular season that we're in right now, what is actually going on? How did it ever come into play? Yeah, yeah. Because so oftentimes we hear the Passover, we know about the resurrection, we know about the crucifixion, I should say the crucifixion and then the resurrection. We hear about that. We've been hearing about it for years. But the origin really needs to be expelled. It needs to be explained. They need to have clarity. We need clarity. Yeah. So let us approach the supper with Jesus and get an understanding here. Now, we want you to turn with us tonight to Matthew chapter 6, verse 20 through 30. Now, I'm going to be kind of moving. As Jesus moved, I'm going to move. Glory to God. In verse 20, and it says here in verse 20, it says, when evening came, Jesus was inclined at the table with the 12, thinking about a table setting. Think about a table setting. Think about a circle with friends, with family, with colleagues. Think about that. Okay, 21, Jesus tells them that one of them will betray me. Now, I want you to stay with me with the Pharisees, what I had already told you about the separations, okay? It says here, if your friend, your colleague, your family members, sometimes your church members, they stated this to you, you would deny this. If one of your church members, you had to tell them that one of y'all are going to deny me, you're going to betray me. Most of the time we would hear him say, oh, that's not so, sister, that's not so, brother. Oh, I never do that. Yeah. Well, look at verse 22, and it says here, they begin to deny this, no one taking ownership on their actions. Sounds like self-righteousness. So I didn't do nothing. I have no intentions of doing anything. Verse 23, Jesus said, the one who dips his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. Close and personal. We're at the table. We're at the table. Could it be a Pharisee that's at the table? Could it be that this spirit of Pharisee is at the table? Yeah. Verse 24, and it said, the Son of Man will go just as it is written. Yeah. It had already been prophesied that Jesus would be betrayed, and now the prophecy was coming to pass. It was coming into fruition right now as they sit and had supper with Jesus. Look at this. Verse 25. Wait. Let me go back. Wait. He also says that, woe. What does woe mean? W-O-E. Woe means you will be sorry. Woe means I am aware of what you're doing, but there is a penalty that will come from your actions. Listen to that. Woe. Even though you do this, you will wish you had never been born. Now, that's deep. And above all, that is a promise. That is a promise from Jesus Christ himself. That's a promise. Look at verse 25. Judas, the one who will betray him, said, not I, Rabbi. Oh, not I. Oh, you know how you have your church members, your partners, your friends, and yeah, your colleagues, sometimes your neighbors. Yeah. Oh, I'd never do that to you. I'd never do that to you, sister. I'd never do that to you, brother. Sounds familiar? Could it be the Pharisees? Could it be the Pharisees here? Yeah. Peter denied him. Yeah. We know about Judas. Let's go to verse 25 again. And it says here that Jesus was smart. And when he said, yes, it is you, Jesus was not backing down. He wasn't going to say, well, I'm not going to say nothing right now. He confronted, hallelujah, he confronted the Pharisee. Yes, he confronted. He let the enemy know straight up that he knew who he was. Glory to God. 26, Jesus, while eating, took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples. And he began to tell them, take and eat. This is my body. Jesus continued on to and keep moving to get the results and to finish his task.
He kept on moving. He didn't become stagnated. He didn't become overwhelmed.
Hallelujah.
He came to redeem man, and that was his sole purpose. Glory to God.
Verse 27, and it says, then he took a cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them and said, drink from it, all of you. Yeah. 28, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness. Did you hear me? For the forgiveness of sin. Now, earlier I told you there was a Pharisee. He didn't consider he did any sin. He didn't believe he sinned at no time. Self-righteousness. Yes. But look at this. In 28, it says, this blood is for the forgiveness of sin. Did you hear what I'm saying? He said, we hear the reason why these events took place. Yeah, the supper, the crucifixion, and the resurrection. This is the why. This is the why for the forgiveness of our sins. Yes, glory to God. This was Jesus. He was sinless. He committed no sin. Hallelujah. Verse 29. And I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you. Glory to God. He said he's going to drink it with you, and you're going to be with him in his Father's kingdom. Are you with me tonight? Hallelujah. Whoa, he said, look at Jesus. Look at him. This is another promise gives us. As we will drink of the fruit with Jesus once we are in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 30. And it says here, they said, they sung a hymn, and they went out to the Mount of Olives. You know, it's something about singing a song. It's something about a praise. Hallelujah. You know, many times you go to church and you may come in and your spirit is low. Your spirit is down. Sometimes you may come home, your spirit is low. You're feeling down. But oh, when you open up your heart, when you open up your mind to a song, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Can he give you a song? Yes, he can give you a song. He can give you a song, hallelujah, in this sinful, wicked, dark world. He can give you a song, glory to God. You know, many times in the scriptures we see that there's a song. Many times before the battle, there's a song during the battle, and then there's a song after the battle. Once the battle is over, hallelujah, glory to God. There's a song where they're lifting up our hands, hallelujah. Yeah, because we will have the victory, and the victory is in Jesus. Yes, for God so loved the world. Look at this, that he gave his only begotten son, hallelujah, that whosoever, regardless of race, regardless of your creed, regardless of what your denomination is, if you believe, did you hear me? If you believe in him, you should not perish. You will not perish. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're going to have everlasting life. This is a promise, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a promise. Yeah. This is the Redeemer. This is the Savior of the world. Yeah. Supper with Jesus. Supper with Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. There was no sin. Jesus. He was sinless. He had done no wrong. Jesus. He was the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He came to take away the sins of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all have come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. Hallelujah. No time should we ever want to be self-righteous where we are so uppity that we have never done anything wrong. No time. Yeah, righteousness is dangerous. The Pharisee, that spirit of looking down on others and not having any sin, never committing anything, always trying to do everything on your own, not acknowledging that there is a Lord and a Savior, hallelujah, who came to redeem us. Self-righteousness is dangerous. Yes, it is. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do we see this spirit today? The spirit of the Pharisees. Do we see it today? Think about it. Have you seen it lately? You probably have. Yeah, those finger-pointing those finger-pointing people, you know, they always point their finger. They point their finger at you. They never point their finger at themselves. Why? Because the self-righteousness. Self-righteousness will do that. It's you did it. You did that. They never did anything. And this is what God is saying to us tonight. Yeah. When the division came within a group, yeah, there was a group that wanted to believe, hallelujah. They believed and they desired to confess their sins. Are you with me? And then there was another group that considered themselves never doing any wrong. There's no need to apologize. There's no need to ask for forgiveness. Why? Because they don't feel that anything was ever done. No one's feelings were ever hurt. They never went against God. Are you with me? But thanks be to God. Group. Yes. That sought the Lord. And when they sought him, they sought him early. Hallelujah. And then when they sought him, they begin to teach their children. And the children begin to teach their children. Hallelujah. How to have a relationship with an almighty God. Knowing that this God can redeem you. That this God can save you from yourself. Yes, can save you from yourself. So many of us need to be saved from ourselves. Self-righteousness is dangerous. Self-righteousness can cause us to be led straight to hell. Self-righteousness is dangerous. Yes. Should a man continue in sin? The scripture says, God forbid. Why? Because he went to the cross. Yeah. He went to the cross for you. Yeah. He could have came down, but he chose to stay there. For this mean, sinful world, he chose to stay there with hope. That someday, somehow, you would desire to serve him. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. What an awesome God. What an almighty God. Yes. What an awesome God that we serve. That was love that hung on that cross. That was what love looked like. Love didn't want to come down. Love stood there. You know, we hear and we see what they whipped him all night long. Whipped him all night long. Glory to God. I get so upset. I get all emotional when I think about it. About what he went through for me, for you. And how some of us just don't care. Don't even have an inkling of what went on. Don't even try to find out what happened. Why did it happen? And what you were doing or what I was doing at that time. How can I get to know this Jesus? How can I get to know him? Yeah. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up, people. Yes. Jesus is standing there. He's here. He's standing here with his arms wide open. Yeah. He's waiting on us to come to ourselves, to come back to him, to come back to the fold, to come back to knowing who we are. Because many times, some of us, we don't know who we are anymore. Yes. Glory to God. Yeah. We need a Savior. Our Savior is Jesus. Yes. We need to be delivered and set free from self-righteousness. The spirit of the Pharisee is present today. Many of us see people every day with that spirit of self-righteousness. You know who they are. I don't know. I don't know them. But God knows them. God knows who they are. And he's calling on them to come back, and to repent, and to ask for forgiveness for the sin that so easily, it easily besets us. It easily separates us from him. Yeah. He's calling on us. If you don't know him in the pardons of your sins, just call on Jesus and ask him to come into your heart. He will come in. He will sit down with you. He's going to sup with you. Yes, he will. But he has to remove that stony heart. Oh, glory to God. That stony heart has to be removed so he can come in and sit with you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Master. Master, we know that you died on that old rugged cross. Oh, but we also know that you rose, Master. You resurrected for us, God. Oh, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you tonight. And we ask, oh, God, that if anyone that hears me tonight, today, know you in the parts of their sins, we ask, Master, that you draw them nigh. Draw them nigh, oh God. Draw them nigh to you. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. And we thank God for Jesus. We look forward to having you come back with us on Sunday evening. Yes. With God Favorite Ministries. With Pastor Vivian George. We are just truly grateful today. Yes, we are. We just ask that you just stay prayerful. Just stay prayerful, right? Just stay prayerful. Thinking about the cross. Amen.